WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
I've noticed on Twitter there have been a number of postings of photos of shelf clouds from a variety of different locations across the central and northeast United States during the past week or so. There's no doubt that a shelf cloud pushing out ahead of a thunderstorm, with the thunderstorm as the backdrop, can be one menacing sight. Those really menacing shelf clouds always remind me of the movie Independence Day when the aliens arrive. But typically, shelf clouds do not mean the arrival of aliens. But as the name implies, it is a horizontal cloud extending along the edge of the thunderstorm, typically the leading edge. The low, ominous cloud often reaches across the sky, taking on the shape of an arc, and is associated with the thunderstorm outflow. Sometimes the shelf cloud may take on the appearance of a rolling horizontal cloud, and hence the name roll cloud, but this is not a horizontal tornado. Roll clouds usually appear detached from the thunderstorm, while most shelf clouds appear to maintain an attachment to the parent storm. Whether it is a roll cloud or a shelf cloud, it is typically on the interface or the boundary between the downdraft, where the rain-cooled air is located, and the warm, usually humid air feeding into the leading edge of the thunderstorm. The outflow wind can often gust to speeds well above the criteria for a severe thunderstorm, that is 58 miles an hour, so it may be accompanied by damage. In most cases, as the shelf cloud moves overhead, you will experience a wind direction and wind speed shift. Typically, the wind direction will change to the direction of the wind flowing out of the thunderstorm. Shelf clouds during daytime are often very dramatic and make for some spectacular photos. I do wonder if the arrival of the aliens in Independence Day may have been influenced by a shelf cloud seen by a director or producer. If you have a question about the weather, pop us an email at question@weatherbrains.com.